Family First Community speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, how you doing? I was returning a call.
Is this Aaron?
Yes.
Yes, hi, Aaron. We were trying to get in contact with you. It was regarding the check that had bounced back, and we noticed that you didn't do another direct deposit.
I have. I gave it to the person there Friday, actually. I forgot the man name who I was talking to, but he sent me the form through email when I put the information back in.
Let me see, because we were actually looking out for it to put it in.
Okay, so I can assume that the money came back?
It did. So it was reissued, but I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was asking if you can write a check, is that possible?
So it's going to be a paper check because we didn't see that you put in a direct deposit.
Oh, that's what I was saying, just for right now, so it won't be any more problems electronically or any more.
Okay, so moving forward, you just prefer for them to do it like that? Just mail it?
No, I was just saying for right now, like as of today.
Gotcha.
And tomorrow one, then I'll put another one in by the night, but for the
week,
yeah, we're about to receive. I'll go pick it up from there. Now, can I come today for the one that bounced?
I'm sorry?
I said, can I come today for the one that bounced?
So we don't have it here. It's in our corporate office, which is like nowhere near us, which that's the one that they're gonna be mailing it out to you.
So I was just saying that it was going to take longer, right?
It's going to take a couple of days. I mean, sometimes it could come Saturday, Monday, Tuesday.
So it'll probably be best if I do it electronically again, try to get a direct deposit.
I don't know if that would be possible only because payroll is already done.
So you would have to send it anyway, right? That was what happened regardless, you were saying.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just wanted to make you aware that it came back and, you know, what was going to happen and see if you wanted to put in another direct deposit. That was, you know, the reason for us reaching out.
All right. I just sent the thing in my email to fill out again.
You said you're going to go into it and fill it out again?
Yeah, because I just got the guy to fill it out Friday. When we was going through the exact same thing, he had to cancel it out in order for me to get it back. He would just ask me.
The only one that I've
prepared.
Seen here is like a Cash App. Let me see. No, not even a Cash App. Hold on. Let me go to your name because it's two people. It's almost the same name. 111 was the most recent one that you had did.
I'm speaking of something just last Friday, and I gave him the information, and I was selling it to him, and I also put it in.
Yeah, I don't.
Because he was just appearing a while. I didn't go to the place that the first time. So I gave him the correct one right off the bat because he had to know where to send it to.
Right. Yeah, I don't
so, like,
see it
that's
more.
Why. So, like, how was you going to give him the money back? He had something to wait for. We don't even know what to send to in the first place. For all this time, this is wasting time for nothing.
Yeah, we were trying to get in contact with you.
I call every day.
Really?
Yes, and I talked to different people right there that was sending me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so do you still have the link to re-put your information in?
No, can you send it again?
I can. I'll send it to you via text, okay?
I know through the email. I understand what you're saying.
You prefer send it through email?
Yes.
Okay, no problem. I'll do that.